What's up, Lagos?
There's a voice you hear this morning.
Open the door for her.
There's a voice you hear this
morning. Open the door for
her. Have you heard that voice in 2 weeks?
Petra, open the door for her. For your punishment, you shout for 1 week.
I'm coming back from a very
dark.
You're black now.
This is not how we get
you go to suffer.
No.
I hear people, you people are abusing each other. You guys are harsh on each other.
What exactly are you talking
about? Welcome back to love.
Okay, wait. You were the morning transpirer.
To you?
What went wrong with you?
Help me.
You can't help you.
Can't help you.
So you went to, what happened? You started working before day broke.
Well done, Marion.
Well done. We were actually listening to you.
I miss being able to laugh like this.
Like, I don't care about
so,
you made us so
we're
proud.
We're too serious in the morning crossfire. I love
you,
them, but
you and who? Look at your behavior.
Me and the colors. I love you, morning crossfire.
My mouth is paining me even to speak the way you do.
Because I'm actually concerned about your bones.
Yes.
Hello, welcome. This is the morning crossfire. Nigeria is burning. There's fire everywhere. We're dying. We're going to be as quick as ever. We're going to court. Oh my God.
Stretch.
We're in trouble.
Stretch, I'm mad.
That's what you do in the morning crossfire.
No, we're not prophets.
Okay, so Colin, you say, hey, yeah, good morning, this morning. Nigeria, I'm not eating.
Sheriff.
I didn't eat yesterday.
Sheriff. I think you should take me back to the border.
Let me tell you what they do.
How they'll tell her, please help us tell the federal
government.
My dear.
Hey, government,
hey, let me tell you, a particular caller said, help me tell a Mephile. I said, I know where he is.
Tell a Mephile. I went to PS. I didn't get money.
Oh, no.
So,
like, they really are sure that you know where these people live. So take this message to them.
They really are sure, very sure. So welcome to the show.
I hate
this morning. I'll hate you too. So it's a lovely morning to be here, and I'm gonna tell you.
You see what I'm doing to you? You're speaking better English.
Who's better kill there?
Stretch. You have got
better kill there. No. That's speaking better English. Better wound you there.
What accent is that one? They'll win you there.
This Oron. Oron with Canadian.
Good morning, Lagos. Oh my God.
I'm struggling to touch. She's not speaking bad.
But you know, before you came back, this was a Nigerian show on Nigeria.
Honestly.
It is still very
now
Nigerian.
Now you're back.
You're back.
Now I'm back. You're back?
That's South Africa.
Whatever. Oh. As long as it's not Nigeria, I tell you, you're back. You know, and Marianne, so how was the bang?
Gosh, you
how
guys.
Was the what did you say now?
Wait, let me tell you something. I have something to say.
She said, gosh. Don't say gosh, Adisha.
So. I can't believe that people were fart shaming Humpty Dumpty.
Fart shaming. That
I can't believe
Friday.
It. I can't believe it.
Look, I'm so sorry about
that. In 2023.
No, my dear. What this guy went through.
And why is he also
I start
Humpty
from blaming
Dumpty.
His parents for
it's
even calling him Humpty.
It's not him that see let me tell you
something. That parents there's something in his name.
So Maria, see, you left us in the kitchen. We cook what we could cook.
Yeah, but it was lovely.
We knew this.
When I go chop mouth, I promise you guys, you will bite your tongue.
No, if you bite your tongue, you should be manslaughter.
Yusuf Kous.
By the way, Lagos, I'm back. I'm back from my loan.
Only Yusuf Kous.
Yeah. So, what did you say?
Yusuf Kous.
That's like elevated accent of British
people. Of course, yeah.
You're not there yet.
Save yourself the trouble, okay?
Yusuf
I will
Kous.
Say Moisuf.
Yeah.
I need to put a mirror in front of your faces. When you guys
are doing whose faces?
Your face.
All
face. And her face.
More face.
What did you say? Morphe.
We die
yesterday.
It's okay.
But I'm back from my loan. Yes, my loan deal expired on Friday. And I'm back here because, you see, my people need me.
No, we don't actually need you, but you need your sanity.
We have new rules and laws now on the show.
There are new rules,
you don't wear orange
at all.
In this program for
but
any reason.
We let you go today because we're orange.
You
can have orange hair.
What was this?
No, actually,
you can have orange hair.
What he said.
You can't wear it on your body.
What is she doing? She's hanging it.
She's wearing it in her hair. And we define where. We are the ones that define the word where.
I thought I came back to the same shit.
Saying what? Who told you? Who promised you
it
that?
It is murder.
I'll go in the morning, wake up early in the morning before I'm robbers come back from work. You already had you.
It should not say, I will tell you.
Yeah.
That.
I will tell you, it is 60 seconds and 60 seconds only for each person. There are many people waiting to call in, and I will cut you off.
I can't even believe you guys.
I will cut you off.
Let's start the show now.
I used to be you that, isn't it you that joined us?
Let's start the show now. What's the problem?
All right.
Let's scream What's Up Lagos one more time.
I don't have energy, please.
We will have the energy. Yeah, we will have it. You will send it back.
I'll do that, yo.
I'm a little quad. I'm a little quad. I'm a little quad. Oh, no. Oh,
no.
You're back.
She's
back.
Got it, go.
Okay, all right. What's up, Lagos? Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Are you ready?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Do you have any time for sound off?
Of course.
Yes, we have 10 minutes.
Let us sound off, please. We will be back.
Yes. Dear thank dad. You.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
It's time for Sound Off.
All right, just 10:15 on a beautiful Monday. And we're sounding off on cash. It's been 10 days since the Central Bank of Nigeria said, go ye and get cash. They said everything go back to how it was. And 10 days down the line, we don't know who's telling us what. Nigerians are still suffering. Nigerians asked 10 days after. I'm sure in war-torn Ukraine, they have cash to spend. I'm sure in Syria, there is cash. In Afghanistan, there should be cash. What is going on in Nigeria?
The giant of Africa.
10 days after.
Former.
Okay. 10 days after, we're still here. Nigerians are groaning. Bad story about the bus incidents. One of the parents of the youth couple said, my ward doesn't get into these buses, but because there's no cash, I had to follow the staff bus, and that's why this person is dead. This is the story we have heard. There are many stories we have not heard. What is going on? Is anybody home? It's like nobody's here. Is anybody running this country? Is anything good? Can someone just tell us what to do next? Stories out there have it that banks will give you, a parent called one of our sister stations and said he sent them money and they went to the bank. They withdrew money. They gave them old notes. The bank people said, guys, don't bring this thing back because we won't take it.
Can you imagine? So why are you giving me?
Why are you giving me the money? And they go to the market. People are not collecting because nobody has come out to make a statement. When a country where the apex court will say something and we're waiting for someone else to confirm if that thing should be obeyed or not. So please, 10 days is enough now. Come out and confirm. Nigerians are suffering. This is too bad.
Well, welcome to Nigeria, a country where individuals are bigger than the law. Individuals are bigger than the constitution. We have strong men and weak institutions. We have personalities who, you know, we have to the law has to be under them. There are people who have said to us that, you see, the rule of law does not trump national security. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But you see, the court has made a statement, and that's the Supreme Court of the land. That's supposed to be final. But you see, even we the people, we are waiting for a man, yes, one man,
to say something.
Who this same law brought into power.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean brought into power.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be through the elections, whether it be through court orders, this same law, you rode on it to come into power. But then you do not, or you pick and choose when you should obey the law. It's incredible. But welcome to Nigeria. A country that's supposedly the big brother in Africa, but then it acts like it's the last child. That takes everything else for granted and wants to be, you know, the final say. I'm looking for the best way to not be rude about it, but also say the truth about it. It's a shame that people have monies, but they can't access their monies. People are jumping over bridge into the lagoon because they have no hope. The people who have money are beginning to beg because they have no other way to leave. I have had many people tell me that I drank Gary to go to bed. My children also did same because we have to survive. Not because we don't have money, but we don't have access to money.
No.
Thank you for clarifying.
A country where filling stations are now telling you that we don't want, and if you're not going to, if you must transfer, you will transfer plus 200 naira. If you must pay with your card, you have to stand in a long line until your payment goes through. We'll give you a number, then you go and get fuel.
Mm. We are buying cash.
We're not taking old Naira notes. Who made you judge over what's legal tender? If the courts have said this is legal tender, who made you judge? Welcome to a country where court orders are only obeyed by some and for others they don't. Court orders have become a political thing in Nigeria. Welcome to a country where there are no rules, no regulations. I tweeted this morning, there's no food, there's no fuel, there's no light. There's no money. Our businesses are dying. Everything is going. But we are saying Nigeria will be great. Yeah. How?
Mm.
And someone said,
how? When our leaders are leading us astray instead of leading us aright. We don't even know what is going on in our country. Should we say it is comatose?
Tohu bohu. If you don't like it, let's go to court.
And that's the same court that you disobey.
If you don't like it, let's go to court. That's the court. Is that where we're going to?
What a joke. That sound off.
It's What's Up Lagos right here.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Go.
There's problem.
That's Michael Jackson.
There's problem. They should quickly release money. There's problem. Anyway, still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. By the way, my name is Mary Anoko. Did we say our names when we started the show?
Actually.
My name is Mary Anoko.
I would never tell anybody my name
I'm
is Stretch.
I'm
For what?
I don't know why. Maryland, why would you say your name is Stretch?
My name is Stretch.
For what?
Every day. For what?
Nonsense.
I'm Feta though. Feta.
Ah, cross-fertilization.
Feta, you see, I'm not the problem.
The only fertile ground that we have on Nigeria.
You know, I'm not the problem.
My God.
She's the only one always saying cross-fertilization.
My God.
And to think that somebody came on my comment section yesterday to say cross-fertilization.
The person knows what's up.
Like, this is Marianne's fault.
The person knows what's up.
Marianne did that to
it's
you.
What's
Marianne
up, Lagos?
See, never, ever forgive this lady for that.
On YouTube.
You watch it on YouTube.
I tried to put Sasan in my Gary.
YouTube.
On YouTube.
Oh, YouTube is doing the same to her?
Wow.
YouTube.
No problem.
You're such a deflector.
I like that.
Deflector.
I'm deflector. It sounds like a superpower.
Deflector.
Deflector.
Anyway, guys, we're talking about front seat wahala. Stretch wants to go to the man's house to fight him. Unfortunately.
Because
he's a carton. No, because he's a carton. A carton is an object that can be used and thrown away. How can you get up and you are married to a woman and you drove to the airport with her sitting in front?
Hmm.
Then your mother, according to Marianne, your mother
well done,
then gets comes down and you say,
try and talk normally, okay?
I'm trying to talk normally. Okay?
Your mother says, you say welcome to your mother, and your mother says she wants to sit in front, and you tell your wife that to come down.
Come down.
And go to the back. So
yeah, like I think that's what beats me, that she was already sat in front, and then you say, come down, let my mom sit.
We came from home together with her in front. How dare you? Me, that day, if I'm left, I'll call my lawyer.
Oh, I thought you were going to do something other
because,
than
no, because
your
it means,
lawyer.
It means...
For just a...
No.
I don't know your love for courts these days.
Yeah.
He's dating a lawyer.
No. To be sincere. You don't infringe on my fundamental human rights.
Way.
I am supposed to be... They say a man will leave his mother and father and cleave unto the wife. Then at that point, you stop leaving me. You don't cleave to your mother. Because unless you're telling me...
She carried you for 9 months?
Yeah. Is it,
why does that always have to play every single frigging time?
Carrying me for 9 months.
Okay, guys. Here it goes.
Yes, you are.
That's my mom. She burst me.
No, my mom's though. They're even calling him homie.
Homie, that's your wife though. Homie.
They're telling him that's his wife.
In case he has forgotten.
So you see, so that woman in a legal case, she mismarried.
Why would you say that?
Probably,
you know that some people are very great until you meet their mother.
Yes, true.
So if you're a woman out there and you are dating someone and you want to get married, and that person makes decisions because mommy said, or even if she does those things because daddy said, you are in trouble. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that this wouldn't have even been a problem in the first place if she was not already sitting in the front.
Where would she be sitting? Would she be in the booth?
Like if maybe, I mean, it wouldn't have been anything.
Great question.
Okay, because me now, personally, I don't really like sitting in the front.
So your husband would take
so
you to
what
the
if, what if
to the
you
back
sit? Okay, what if, hey, my point exactly. So what if... There were more than two. Maybe the father, the husband, the wife, and maybe your first son or something, and he decides to take the front seat. You know, it doesn't actually mean anything.
Who decides to take the front seat?
Maybe their child, or maybe the first son, or something like that. Uh-huh. And then he's sitting there. It wouldn't have made any, you know, it wouldn't have been a problem if the man was saying that the son should, you know, leave the front seat for the mother.
You are leaving the scenario entirely.
I'm just saying, like, okay, if it doesn't actually mean anything to you, you wouldn't actually count it as something.
Let me give another scenario. What if it was a keke?
That what?
No, let's just change scenario now.
It was a keke
that they are going, and there was only one person in front and 12 of them at the back. There would be no problem. We're seeing this situation: husband and wife in this 5-seater vehicle. We're going to the airport.
Yeah,
the wife was
sitting
in front.
Something to the woman. If not, I mean,
no.
I think.
You don't think that she's being disrespected in any way?
It's not really a problem, really. It just depends on what it means to you at the time.
That you should come down from where you are sitting
yes.
and go to another place. It's not disrespectful.
I mean, if it was the woman's mom, would she say no?
She will.
I will.
Okay.
She will. Not because it's whose mom.
Yeah.
It's the fact that even if she's letting a policeman sit there. I've been driving a car with someone sitting in front. No relationship. She's female. And we got the police arrested, wanted to stop the vehicle. And the policeman said, "Madam, go to the back. I'll take you to the station." I said, "Guy, sit at the back. I will take you to the station."
Simple.
He said, "That's what we did. That's procedure. Procedure key there. It's not your car. So sit at the back. This woman here was here before you arrested her. So go to the back. I'm taking you to the police station. You're telling me somebody should change
you're seats. You're doing what they want you to do.
I'm even dropping you off.
You're giving them free ride. So who should sit in front of any car? Wife or mother? In this case, I want to hear from you, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. Stretch says the man is a cattle. Meta says she doesn't care. I'm wondering. I'm here. I'm sitting on the fence. What should be done? And does it mean anything to you as a person who sits in front? 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a lady, oh yeah, oh, this one not for now. 01465-7190. Hello, good morning.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yes, sir.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Diesel. I live from the United States. So we have a...
All right, go ahead.
Trash.
Sir.
How dare you put the man a cartoon?
Sorry, don't be angry.
How don't dare face.
You? Sorry, if, sir. The, if the man is a cartoon, the woman is a cartoon.
Ah.
Yes.
Ah.
Maybe, yes, you need to see it from the woman, maybe a mother-in-law perspective. Maybe the woman wants a better view of Lagos. Maybe she has traveled for a long time. From airport to home. I don't think that should be any problem now. Just allow her for that maybe 30 minutes, right? It's enough. It's okay. The woman is a cartoon.
Okay. So he's telling us that he'll do the same thing. He doesn't find anything wrong with it. Let me read a message here. Somebody says, this is a poverty mindset. If not, where's owner's corner in the car? Now, small-mindedness. If not me, I'll gladly sit in the owner's corner. She have decided to become my driver. Uwa, thank you very much for your message.
You know, Uwa. I mean... Can I take some messages?
Yes.
Okay, so this one says, Muhyiddin says, there is this belief that taking a front row in places of worship, event centers, public bus or cars connotes good luck. And so it's always good to be ahead of others, forward ever, backward never.
Muhyiddin.
That's
okay.
What it means to you. Good morning, guys. How on our weekend? Welcome back, Marianne. Norma. The front seat is for my wife, not for my mom. Yeah. Even though I'm not married, the back seat is for my mom. Because the back seat is a form of respect for my mom. The back seat will make her feel relaxed and make everything mature. Stop mimicking Mariano, it's not a big deal. The wife is overreacting. Your mother-in-law is picked up at the airport. Allow her sit in front. Enjoy and chill
at
the back.
What's with the front? That's the thing.
Most mothers that drive their cars won't even take it as a big deal. Should we even tell the two of them to shut up? Let her cuckoo drive her son and his wife. Fred says that.
Why do you have to drive my car? I don't even get what you guys are saying.
Somebody that traveled and came back, you start.
I will
driving
not say I want to drive
because we don't want to sit at. And the back seat is supposed to be more comfortable.
Because actually, that's like an owner. That's what Uwa said. It's like an owner's corner.
It's a chill corner.
I like to sit in the back seat, whether it's an Uber,
I like it. So I mean, if you say good, well, thank you.
But then we're missing the point. Somebody was told to step down for another person to sit. Turn off your radio, please.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Marianne? Open.
Yes.
How about this?
You got care.
This is Madame Ify.
Hi, Madame Ify.
You don't migrate back.
Yes.
Welcome.
I've returned to my original team.
Yes, I miss you. I miss you. I don't hear you there for this morning.
I miss you too. I miss you too.
Good morning.
I can't greet you, Miguo, because I'll be your mama.
Will
you greet
me? Miguo, ma. Yes, ma.
Where is the main person there?
Stretch.
How stretch can you be?
Stretch, sorry. Stretch is giving you bad eyes.
Good morning. Not I, Madame Ify.
Madame Ify, good morning.
You know, say we don't repair and I play with the play now.
Yes, we know. Just the play.
Change it now. It's just the play.
I play with the play now.
Madame Ify, how would you feel if you were told to step down for your mother-in-law?
No, my mother-in-law, it must be elderly. He must sit at the back now. Yes. We give her honor.
Or the boots.
Yeah, not the boot, owner's corner.
Yes.
Then we go drive them.
Yes.
Like me, when I had mother-in-law, my mother-in-law, an elderly yellow woman like this, don't need to fight for front of motor. Then for back, make we carry you go anywhere.
Yes.
Even we, mother-in-law, I go tell you not to say, and I say you're Jackie Wanyi, because we sabi drive. You know that kind of thing.
Yes.
Somebody that posted something just now said my mind. I mean, I may go drive now, make me feel fine. They go. But mother-in-law, sit at the back, make them. That's honor.
Yes.
If you have a driver, where do you sit? Is it not owner's corner?
Yes,
now. Now you're picking motor, sit down, make we carry you. So that's how I look at it, too.
All right.
It's a place of honor.
Thank you very much, Madame Ify. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Cheers to life.
Yes, to the live.
Good morning. Yeah, this is Rita.
Hi, Rita. Go ahead.
Yeah, in this situation, in fact, mother-in-law, you just come and you find the wife in that car, in the front of the car. It's wrong for you as your husband to tell your wife to go to the back. At least if she decided that she wants to sit at the back, fine. But right now, she has already sit in that seat and you're telling her to go to the back. You're wrong now. You know, day is wrong. So, for me, I will tell my mother-in-law to sit at the back. At least it's comfortable for her to sit at the back also. Why front? Front, anything. You know, now, maybe she'll be maybe like an old woman. Anything. That front, maybe she'll even be somebody that is always scared or anything. So, she should sit at the back and, you know, stay comfortable. Let me sit with my husband and discuss with my husband wherever I want to stay at that moment. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. But you see, everybody's saying, you know, the mother. What if she likes the front because of her legs? Eh? What about that stretch?
Like what Stretch said, there has to be an excuse before that time now. There has to be a reason.
Not
why.
That because it's my mom, he birthed me. That's the only reason why he's birthed me.
Yeah, so my mom needs to sit in front because she's my mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, we're still taking your thoughts and your comments. Hello, good morning.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Yay!
Cheers to life.
Hello.
Good morning, yes, we can hear you.
I see everybody in the house.
Good morning.
Chinanya, Mary, how are you?
We're good.
Okay,
Chinanya,
I'm calling you. I say, Mary, how are you? You have forgotten.
How are you?
Chinanya says, me, you are greeting, by the way.
What is it?
They have
Chester, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. They have a special relationship. We'll leave them.
Marian is back. So we have to celebrate Marian today.
Thank you, my baby. Thank you so much, darling.
Celebrate Marian.
I tuned in this morning. I want to hear your voice. I was hearing Cherry's voice. I want to hear this.
I was on loan. Now they have returned me back to my team.
I said, let me just wait for you.
Oh,
my God. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
So for me, I will just play a politics there. Anybody that first come.
The wife is already sitting
She was seated in the car. That's what you're not getting. We have the video posted.
Oh,
she was seated already in the car and her husband comes and says, come out and sit in the back. Let my mom sit
already,
in front.
She was already at the front seat. So when they got there, they had to pick the mother. So, are you saying that the mother
It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
No,
but what's the big deal? Out of respect. Oh, mama, you want to sit in front? No problem. I'll go to the back. Why is it a big deal?
Oh, wow. No, I can't take that one, no, please.
Chinna, you will not take it.
As long as she's at the front. The mother will come and fix herself anywhere she's.
How can you say she fixed herself?
Hey, we.
How can the mother fix herself? We walk.
Chinna, thank you very much for calling, but sincerely, guys.
Fix herself.
See. Mama, you want to sit in front? No problem. Why? Did they burn? Did they tie my intestine to the front seat?
No, I'm saying is the for instance, some women will say, husband will say, go to the back. My mother say, you just ask the husband again, I should go to the back. Say yes, go to the back. She'll get up and go to the back, and the mother will sit in front. She will switch off, in all regards.
But again, guys, so like I was saying something before, if the mother was the woman's mother, would she actually have a problem with that?
Yes.
Because I don't think so.
She will.
Yes.
It won't be the same thing. And maybe it's because my mother has to sit. Because if you look at it, she's your mother-in-law. She's also your mother.
What you don't get is an in-law should not get in between you and your partner.
Whether it's your own mother or your own father.
But there's nothing like getting in between the both of you. It's just the car. It's just sitting in front and after 5 minutes, you calm down.
Okay, wait. Don't. It's not 5 minutes. We are going far.
Uh-huh.
So you know. We are going far. The house is far from the airport. Houses are not near airports.
We
did law on this show. You have to realize that houses are built, airports are built in the outskirts of the cities. So if the minimum of 7, so if they're going to be traveling that distance, considering
traffic. We always analyze everything.
Leave him alone. He's trying to school you.
Considering traffic. So don't say it's 5 minutes. Yeah, who lives 5 minutes away from the airport?
Even if it's 50 minutes.
50 minutes is a long time. Nearly 1 hour. You will be humiliated.
And there are other ways to go around this thing. Sit at the back, JJJ. When you reach house, you do your thing.
That's what I'm trying to say. So
you see, you have started something. This is what we're saying. Do
but
your
thing.
You
can thing actually
how?
Correct it when you get home. It won't
no, you
again.
Can correct
if
it. You can, at that
if you can
point.
Really talk about it, not like
those
discussing
who are saying, there are those who also are saying that. It starts like this from front seat.
Disrespect them.
I might be sitting in my favorite spot on the couch, and then you say, "Stand up." My mother wants to sit.
Mommy is coming to watch TV. No, she sits on this chair.
Yes,
get up.
What else are you going
when
to deprive
get home,
her
I'll
of?
I'll talk to you about what you did earlier. I don't like it. I would like it not to happen again. I mean, we'll have
but she's
a conversation.
My mom. But she's my mom.
She's my mom.
She carried
me
for 9 months.
She birthed
me.
Girl, come on, man.
Like I said, it just depends on what it means to you. So.
Okay, can we talk to people?
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Continue
to bless you people for me for that this morning standoff.
Okay, but we're not talking about standoff.
So, my mama cannot sit in my front of my car.
Why?
Because you know my wife. I don't see anything too much about it. My mama is supposed to relax on my back seat so that to survive the jet lag and the jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
What did my mama go do for my fault, man? Tell me the money by my mama. If you say, you see the sock for the bottle.
Oh, daddy.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Is it like say, today suck for the bottle? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
What's up? Church alive.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Stretch one.
This is a rich man laughter.
Yes, very rich. Very rich.
Can you hear number?
Yes, Biko.
Let me strike. Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because election was coming that Sherif decided to run for vacation? To avoid analysis. Is it because I won on your program 2 times that you run away from What's Up Lagos? Mm. You don't want to pay me. Mm. But what I know is that no matter how long you run, you must do what you're supposed to do. You must pay. Owner must pay me my money. I will for this program 2 times. Owner must pay me.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a prayer. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Accepted. Amen. Accepted.
Mm.
So let me fire. I don't think there is any issue on who stays where. But the truth is, every adult must be respected. Anybody who has been on that front seat must not be asked to stand up for the next person.
Except
if my wife was already seated at the front seat, there is no point of trying to make her look lesser than herself to ask her to go to the back. Just like Koboko said, am I marrying my mama? Am I married to my mother?
Oh.
So, if my wife is already at the front seat, if my mother comes, I will ask her, "Nne, Jenna Zogano, go and sit down at the back seat and relax."
Thank you very much,
Igwe Victor. We have to go on a break, guys. When we come back on the other side, we still talk this matter.
That's how it could be.
Later.
With a comeback.
Stop. I like that thing.
Stop making noise. What?
Say it again.
Wacha!
I like it.
You like
I'll
it?
I'm using it now. After whoop whoop. Wacha. Okay, nice.
Whoop whoop. Wacha. That's your.
Change your evil.
After whoop whoop.
Why do you do her like that? That's not even nice.
What?
But you do her like that.
Like how?
Like the way you do me.
You were there. All right, it's 3 minutes past the hour 11, and we were talking about. I love the message you just read now about how to solve this problem.
That guy is such an interesting
guy. The guy said, my wife will drive. My mama, we want to sit down for front, sit down. I chill at the back.
As the owner, the real owner.
What if wife cannot drive?
She will drive like that. Mommy.
We drive all of you to hell.
Mommy, you want to sit down in front, Abby? Okay. Sit down. Babe. Sit out. Drive.
Babe, drive.
But I can't drive. Drive. Then you say that the mother will change her mind. Okay, I'll sit at the back.
That is a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
And but you see, at the end of the day, one party still is aggrieved. You're trying to ease the tension.
So from the one you agreed to, was the woman not aggrieved? Did the wife not
aggrieved? Imagine if I'm a man now. Just contextually.
Okay.
Difficult.
I come to visit my mother-in-law. And then I want to sit in front with her husband. How's she going to feel?
Yeah.
Let's turn the tables, eh?
And even a mother that wants to sit in front and sees that the wife is reluctant, his maturity to say,
Okay, now,
leave your wife to sit in front. What's wrong with you? She should come down for what?
Yes, I was going to go there too.
A mother that is a peace-loving, responsible mother.
Mm.
So when you get there and see that it's causing a problem, go to the back.
You say, no, baby, no.
How can you do that?
Understanding.
Is that how you treat her? Come. Yeah, Missy. Is that how he has been treating you?
Nobody should come between you and your wife, oh. Even me. Mm-hmm.
Come on, sit where you are.
Come off it,
will you?
0700-993-993-993. In case you're just joining us, well, we're talking about front seat wahala. I'll say it like that. Wahala.
God. We missed you. Oh, no.
Wahala.
Even wahala has full names. Wahala.
Wahala, yes,
no. Wahala. I'm the only one that could say that. Wahala.
Okay.
Wahala.
You're not the only one.
It's the past tense with ED.
I'm saying it too.
Wahala.
Please don't listen to me if you're doing any exam in school. There's nothing like wahala and dictionary.
We're just playing. Okay, but seriously, in case you're just joining us, we're saying that there's this front seat wahala where, you know, there's the drama between mother and wife who should sit, you know, in front with the man. Well, in this case, the picture that we've posted, go on our Twitter and our Facebook, we have the video of the man who made his wife come down so his mother could sit in front. And even when the passers-by were saying, Oga, this is your wife, fool. What kind of embarrassment is this? Mm-hmm. Oga said, she birthed me, bruh. She carried me for 9 months, so. And so this is his excuse. But the woman felt very, very embarrassed. And we're asking, what is it about the front seat? And if you were in that situation, what would you do? Well, we got messages on WhatsApp. Let's go to that first.
All right. This one says, now, wow, Feta, you're correct. It's just the car. What the wife did was pretty disrespectful. It's pretty sad. What the wife did was pretty disrespectful.
Eh?
It's pretty sad the husband used the birth talk to make the situation more complex. If she could not simply go back for his mom, there are other simple instructions that he would tell her and she would straight up disagree. Any woman that truly loves her mother-in-law, like her own mom, will be excited to see her and not mind where she sits as long as the mom is home safe. And let's flip it. If the mom had a health emergency, will the wife care who sits where when the woman is battling for her life? All this is depressing that was sitting there. First talk is my car talk is unnecessary. Mama is around. Please sit wherever you want. I'm happy you're home. Bam. I think the whole issue is between the husband and wife. What the mother wants is not relevant because she didn't have any expectation of where to sit.
Hmm.
It's totally between husband and wife matter. Male just come out, they look. Let's argue from that angle. But the mother-in-law in this case was...
She was doing this to the wife like, I beg, go back, go sit down.
She could have sent a message, please, I'm coming back. Oh, front seat, keep it.
like saying a flight.
Or even hashtag it on Twitter.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
This your line is bad. Turn off your radio. Okay, turn off your radio and call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
First time caller.
Give us the what's up, Lagos.
Yeah. Say what's up, Lagos.
I want to.
What's up, Lagos?
Say what's up, Lagos. Auntie? Felicia, say what's up, Lagos.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
Tayo.
Tayo, go ahead. What will you do in a situation like that?
Okay, my first place, my husband will even allow me to come down. His mom will even request for such. But in this situation, if I was there, I would step down for the mom because I have to deal with that at home with my husband because I will be there fighting with my mother-in-law over and, front seat, like his first position we are fighting over.
Don't go and kill him and say, deal with him. What did you do? Don't go and say, deal with him.
There are ways.
Don't go and wound the pomano.
I don't know. I think she's coming to my house.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
So, she's coming to my house. I'm coming to pick her at the airport. We registered her enough to drive down. And she's trying to pull up a scene right there. I'm just going to give it up for her at that point. Sitting in front of me. When we get home, I'm going to ask my husband. He's not saying anything about it or he's not even asking about it. Then I have an issue with him, not the mother. So I'm going to tell him. So this kind of a situation, are you meant to keep quiet or correct that? Because I can't take our own position if our husband was driving. This is my husband. That's why the father is here.
Yes! He's your husband!
Fire!
Baby!
Nobody's dragging yours.
Yes!
Who's dragging womb with
you? Thank you, baby. Say, this is my husband.
It's my husband. Go ahead, because this is your husband. Who do you think you are, by the way?
If you say people that have husbands.
I wanted to tell you, are you married?
Tyre is married with two children.
This is not your husband. Yes. Excuse me.
Go and meet your own husband.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
This is Larry from Ogijo.
Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to put a scenario. In case the mother is the owner of the car.
Yes.
My mother is the owner of the car. And we want to carry, my wife is there, and I want to go out with my mother and my wife. My mother will not insist that she wants to sit in the front because she should know that myself and my wife, we are together, we are one. She understands. So I don't expect my mom to insist that she wants to, even if the vehicle belongs to her. So an enlightened mother will not insist on sitting in the front. Thank you.
Good point.
Okay.
Good
Thank point. You very much for calling. We appreciate it. All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Lagos, Tula. Yes.
What's up, Zudua?
Hey.
Yeah, what's it? I can observe that my son voice becomes so brighter and more prophetic than before. Because the Queen of Sheba is around here.
Yes.
That's why no woman, no love.
So wait, are you saying that Feta is not a woman?
Excuse me, please.
He wanted to cross, we block the entrance.
I tried many times. I tried many times. I could not enter.
Yeah, we asked him to sow a seed of 1 billion. We know he can't do it.
Yes, they use money to block it. Yes.
So you know what? You know my son is playing the old game of the ancient Israelites. He never knew that mother means mortar.
Modra.
So, yeah, no, mortar. Mortar is everything now. Immortality, mortar.
Okay, mortar.
So without mother, you are not to be there now.
Okay.
So mother must be respected in any way.
Yeah, I could Google, give her the car.
Yes, you can even employ a driver for her. Make you and your wife, they dance, they go with legs.
Okay. The mother can't kill us with that.
My son, how come they chase the kids?
Yeah.
Imagine. What of the kids in your wife and my first of...
Of course, we are married.
I don't understand. Are they children?
We are married.
And then?
Yes, ma'am.
Madam, come and be going to your house. I beg. Don't come and stress us.
Mommy, go and stay with your husband.
Don't stress us.
Go and stay with your husband.
My son for outside, I tell you.
I can say, don't kiss my son on outside.
In front of me. We should be kissing where in the kitchen.
We'll be hiding.
Hey.
God forbid.
Hey, Ayakaya.
I'll bring my mattress. I'll bring it to the parlor.
In fact, we kiss there every 5 minutes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, first time caller.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
My name is Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Any modelo that doesn't want her son to enjoy her wife, that modelo has a coma.
Yes.
He has a coma.
Yes.
He has a coma.
Holy Ghost fire.
Because when you have your son, when you take care of your son,
yes,
you should be happy having a wife on the side of your son.
Of course.
You know, being happy with your son.
Of course.
You two will be having the same joy.
Yes.
Except a woman that doesn't stay with her husband till the son started having marriage.
Yes.
Maybe a mother that doesn't stable with the father of the boy was kind of, running away from the father's or running away from a motherhood. So that's why when you see your son with a woman, you'll be angry.
Yes.
Sitting at the front, and you want the wife to sit at the back. It's a taboo.
It's a taboo.
It's not a writing.
It's a taboo.
It's a taboo. It's a writing. Yes, it's a taboo.
Now, wow.
Yes,
Rebecca. Thank you, Rebecca. Rebecca says it's a taboo. Under which laws and customs?
No, it's a taboo.
In which law and
because
customs?
Because he wants to sing one song.
Is it customs at the border? Yes.
Because we can't tabulate it.
Hey, my God. Somebody stop him. Hey. All right. We got messages, even on Twitter. And I want us to go to Twitter and read some of the messages because they're very interesting. I like the tweets on Twitter. All right. While we're trying to look for them, because they are mainly. First, I give us something on WhatsApp.
Okay. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? This is Martins from Akwa Ibom State. Imagination won't kill son of man. Let me buy the car first. When we get to that bridge, we'll cross it.
I love you.
Anyways, I think if I'm the one, I'll forget about the outing, go inside and sleep with loud music, and leave your mother at the airport, have you? Okay.
No, I don't understand. You're at the airport, which inside? Okay, Stephen here on Twitter says, "What's up, Lagos? Welcome, Feta and Co. Telling my wife to step down for my mother-in-law makes me a very useless beaver's man." And that has a very low IREV.
Yeah.
Stephen from Okota, thank you for your message.
Shot fired.
This one says, what if your wife cannot drive?
She will drive us crazy.
This one says, wife sits in front. My mom goes to the back seat. If she doesn't, then I'll get her an Uber. This is from I am Kini. I am Naimeka. He says, my mom has never had issues with my mother, with her mother. Okay, I'm sure you wanted to say my wife has never had issues with her mother-in-law when she had to enter the same car with my dad. Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So your mom had no issues. Okay, so why would she create this problem now? Ask me, help me to ask. This one says, it's not for us. It's not for us. Okay. Let's go back and read some other messages on WhatsApp.
All right. So, Oladimedi says, many scenarios come to my head in this issue. As the incidents happened in the abroad, I guess the vehicle in question is a two-door car. If so, it may be cumbersome for the mother-in-law to squeeze into the back. I strongly suspect this is the situation. Indeed.
I don't understand. So every car in the abroad is two doors?
He's just explaining a scenario.
Okay.
In the video, the door is not two doors.
Indeed. It. If I drive a two-door vehicle in Lagos, I may plead with my wife to step to the back. Plead. It's not so easy to sit at the back of a two-door car. That's what he says. And then Patrick says, it all depends on the tone and act he used. Whoever sees the front as an issue has a hidden agenda to prove. Please, how will you react to a situation that your wife-to-be made a statement just because she was being corrected and was told either she changes or she can't get married to the family? And the next thing she said was, marry am now, born for am. Referring to the mother in front of the husband to be.
Yeah, but now you go find trouble. Because she was there quietly. You went to go and look for trouble. Is it her fault?
And Fred says, people should stop bringing the mother-in-law into the matter. She never insisted on anything. Mama just arrived. People should stop taking energy on mother-in-law.
Hey.
Now, matter between husband instructing wife to do something. Wife says she no go do am.
Is he an instructor?
And the mother-in-law's attitude.
I go visit my friend. His wife, they rush back seats. She no get wahala. I'm surprised about his wife wahala. Her husband won't even talk. She, the wife, will even tell me to stay with my friend and husband in front. For my wife to agree to come with me to the airport to come and pick my mom, and this kind of scenario plays out, I will tell my wife to manage the back seats while we drive her to GUO Park to take the night bus back to where she's coming from.
Why not laughing, mommy?
mommy, Aigbe.
If I allow my mom, Chris from Mushin says, if I allow my mom front seat. One day she would want to sleep on my bed and tell my wife to go to the guest room. My mom goes to the back seat. Period. We should not start what we cannot finish.
Simple. We don't like fight. So you do not enter into quarrel. Hello. Right. Good morning. Oh dear. Apologies. Call us back. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off radio.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
Cheers to life.
Oh, yeah, give us what's up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
we know you are driving. We know you are driving. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What I think is this. It shouldn't be any issue. If my mom says she wants to sit in front, I don't expect my wife to make issue out of it. There's nothing there. Let's ask if she doesn't live with us. She will go. There's no problem in her sitting in front. Why should it be an issue? As I don't expect my wife to have an issue with that.
So you don't have a problem with your mother asking your wife to come down?
No, because
in this case now you are changing it because in the story we gave, the guy asked the wife to come down. But in the scenario you are painting, it is the mother that says, "I want to sit in front," because there's already somebody in front. The wife was already there.
Okay. Mm. Okay, I think I understand now. Mm-hmm. That will be bad.
Exactly.
Be bad.
Exactly. Yes. All right.
Yes, because most Yoruba women want to do that willingly. Mama, come to the front. But she's not doing that. My mom should respect the fact that she met her sitting there already.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. All right.
All right. Thank you very much. For those of you who do not know the context, the video is on our Twitter handle, on our Facebook. Just go there and look at the video, okay? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
Raymond, no shaking.
Raymond, go
no shaking.
Hello, sorry, say that again.
We just repeated your name. No shaking.
Yeah. So, for the issue you guys are discussing this morning, I think there is really no issue at all. So, if my mom wants to stay in front or sit at the back, it doesn't really matter. You know, he's just praying that you have good parents and maybe understanding why. So, if for instance, I've not seen the video, but if my wife were to be in that shoe, she won't blink an eye. I mean, if the woman says, she wants to sit in front, fine, let her sit in front. She wants to sit at the back, let her sit at the back. Wherever she wants to sit, that is fine. So there's really no issue at all.
Mm. All right.
Really, okay. Really.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Raymond, for calling. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, or better so, you could send us a WhatsApp message. Do we have a message?
Yes, we do. AJ from Agudu says, "What's up, Lagos? It's a year exactly yesterday that I started listening to this station. Well, whoever is fortunate to get to the front seat first will sit there."
Why does it have to be a race?
I made it to the front seat.
It's like you know that chair dance. My bum taught the chair first. What's all this?
I wouldn't tell anyone to step down for the other, though I'll always push my wife to get there first. Okay. What's up, Lagos? For me, people doubt rare. Oh, not that one. Okay, what's up, Lagos? My mom to the back seat. My wife is a must on the front seat. If my mom boils up, I will go change and from like wasting I neck did to us with beavers. My wife, my better half, Tony Tonero with that one.
Okay. I don't know what I neck do now.
Excuse me, you're coming from the Money Crossfire. Don't bring that story here.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. All right, turn off your radio and call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good day.
What's up, Lagos?
I beg, I know girlfriend.
We know go take the call. Bye-bye. Have a nice day.
That's what they do every year. That's what they do the best change.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Okay, I've been listening to this and I just called my wife at home to ask her the same question.
Wow.
And her reply was, see that what has been happening, if we are going out, even before we get to where your brother or your mother is, I used to step down, go to the back for your brother or your mom to sit down. That has been me. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any issues there. Mm-hmm. But looking at that scenario now, for the man to tell the wife to go to the back so that the mom can sit in the front. Maybe the mother is having issues either with her waist or whatever.
Yeah, some her waist and her knee, her ankle.
Exactly. Like my mom, whenever we are going out, if I travel to the village, we are going out. My wife already know my mom will sit in the front due to her waist and knee and all that. So it shouldn't be an issue. Or except the manner, you know, approach matters. There are so many roads. From Ajah Ajegunle, they go island now. There are so many ways you can go to island. From this Ajegunle, from Orile, from, you know, so that is the way I look at it. You can actually, it depends on the manner. That's just the approach. That's just for me.
Yeah.
My wife, she just gave me an example. We were going to visit somebody in the hospital. And my brother was in the next bus stop. Immediately we got there, she stepped down. She just reminded me, it's not an issue. Most times I wonder, why are you going down? She said, no, let your brother sit in the front. Let your elder brother sit. That's the way my wife is. So...
But you see, it was her choice. In this man's case, he told his wife was sitting in the car. He told her, "Come down, let my mom sit in front."
That's why I said nobody knows the issue with the mom.
So before you go, does your wife have sisters that they've not married?
Yes, she has sisters that are not married.
Let us discuss. It seems like she comes from a very good. I like to have such a person's blood group. Let me know
everything.
Don't mind him, Oga.
How many blood samples do you have now? This woman now, she's well brought up.
I know your veins have come out.
She's well brought up. She's well brought up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is where the show ends. We have to go, Lagos. Up next is Energy.
Oga, reach out to us.
We gotta go, Lagos.
Life and death.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. Stretch, how can we follow you? Blood
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter, Jerry. Follow, send a message DM. I want to see your sister.
Do you know? You can follow me, Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter. Don't invite her to look at me.
DM me first if you want Stretch. Come through me.
Thank you. It's me.
Have a nice day. I love you, Lagos.
Send that message.